my moments around her. I want to watch as she glitters the night, float her dreams in the air. People watch, children stare at these tears of captured light. While she awaits ever patient, she awaits rarely seen. Still her moments are taken, for in the dead of the night, gathering light, Christmas dreams.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra was assembled in 1996 by producer, musician, and concert promoter Paul O'Neill. His rock opera vision was influenced by theatrical artists such as Meatloaf and Electric Light Orchestra. Paul also incorporates his experience as a guitarist for Broadway musicals Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair. The core of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra includes former members of the hard rock band Sabotage, known for their explosive electric guitar sound. The orchestra's breakthrough song was Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224, inspired by the true story of a cellist who refused to be intimidated by the gunfire in his native city. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra's latest album, The Lost Christmas Eve, is their first new material in 4 years and completes the holiday trilogy of Christmas Eve and Other Stories and The Christmas Attic. The storyline is about the sadness and yearning of several characters, a young angel who tries to help them, and eventual reconciliation amid the magic and mystery of the holiday season.
On a street in the night, in the cold winter's light, a child stands alone and she's waiting. And the light that's out there, it just hangs in the air, as if it was just hesitating. And the snow, it comes down, and it muffles the sound of dreams on their way to tomorrow. And when they appear, this night will hold them near, for where they will lead, it will follow.
The Lost Christmas Eve features the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's signature blend of rock, classical, Broadway, and rhythm and blues. Producer and arranger Paul O'Neill gathers his musicians and vocalists from the music community in New York City. He comments, unlike a rock band where you lock into one or two singers at best, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra lineup is fluid. If you need a blues singer or a Broadway singer, you go out and find the best singer for that song. Everything is built around the song and the music. And with Christmas music, you're going up against the best of the past 1,200 years. It's a bit intimidating. For their live performances during the holiday season, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra recruits local symphony ensembles from around the country to join them on stage. The shows include special effects and dramatic narrations with a Broadway flair. As in the Broadway tradition, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra now has 2 touring companies who will be traveling to 80 cities in North America for their holiday concert series. Their new album, The Lost Christmas Eve, debuted at number 26 on Billboard magazine's albums chart. They've also released the Christmas Trilogy box set, which includes Christmas Eve and Other Stories, The Christmas Attic, The Lost Christmas Eve, and a DVD version of their live show, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. From The Lost Christmas Eve, here's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra with Wizards in Winter. I'm Bernie Bernard.